Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Thank you, inept hero. Off we go. Another glorious day. We were just talking off there about the whole Dan Marley Grand Canyon University thing, the Christian kids.
Cut by the lopes.
They got rid of Dan Marley. Actually, I was with Megan's dad the other day. He goes, what do you think of the Marley thing? And I'm like, they just canned him, right? And he goes, oh, it's worse than that. And I'm like, maybe, I don't know. I don't know anything about mid-level college basketball. And they were actually pushing to be a big school. Like, they were getting some good talent on it. They were winning, but I didn't, you know, the conversation stopped there. But the more you look into it, now Dan is suing the school. Eric just found that the school has sent out a note to the media saying, huh, it's interesting that we didn't know about the lawsuit against this until the media. So Coach Thunder Dan told the media first before he told us he was suing us. So that's a shocker to us. So the school told the media, this is going to turn into some sort of horrible nightmare, whatever Dan may have done.
Here's a good part of this. In Marley's lawsuit, he claims they took a shot at Marley in hiring Drew, the former Vanderbilt head coach, praising Drew's recruiting ability and how he embodies the Christian mission at GCU.
Yeah.
So the implication of that Christian mission further disparaging Marley.
Yeah. Well, Dan Marley is a player. He played the game.
They didn't hire him for his Christian.
Yeah, they didn't hire him because he loved Jesus so
now
much.
They fired him for it. Apparently, he didn't love Jesus enough.
Well, what they needed was a face and a name to do all right with their thing. And then we got we got to do something about this. People are paying attention to us, and Dan Marley is all the students.
This guy
you think
owns
that's it?
Establishments that have drinking and horn going on.
Yeah.
Can't be a...
Yeah, they got
the example setting.
They built a big thing around this. Now, Dan Marley was a firm when they like, wow, Dan Marley was coaching with, I think, the Cavaliers or the Heat or something. He was an assistant coach, and he wanted to be. And then all of a sudden, he's coaching at Grand Canyon as a head coach. You're like, that's odd. And there were rumors he was going to coach the Suns for a little bit. And I'm like, wow, he took the GCU. Well, Colangelo running Grand Canyon had something to do with that. It's like, we need to build this program, and you're a big name. This
Put it
is
on
a great
the map.
Thing. And he coached them well. I mean, they went from absolutely nothing. Grand Canyon used to have good baseball. Tim Salmon went there. Some guys actually make some noise at the GCU's baseball program in the 70s and 80s, even into the 90s a little bit. But their basketball, nobody's ever paid attention to that. And then finally they did. They started beating big teams. They started
trying to move up a level.
They're playing with ASU. They're trying to get into the big schools and stuff. And he's done that. He's been the face, and he's brought in some good recruits. But he's probably too many of the Christian girls.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm just speculating.
He's married with like four kids. Like, if he was doing that, let's say he was doing that and not being a good Christian.
He's an athlete.
Whatever, then why would he go forward with this lawsuit in the media? Because he knows everything will be scrutinized. Because
then he'll say,
that would be really dumb.
Yeah, go ahead and say it. No one, because that prove it. Like, if you got people coming out, it's like, look, this is a job.
Find a couple girls and say, hey, he did this to me.
I don't think it's that.
Where in this agreement did it say that I couldn't bang the students?
Right.
You know?
I mean,
if you were going down that road, it's like, you can't. You didn't tell me that when you fired me. You gave me no cause.
Okay, but so, it just seems like it would be dumb on his part.
Maybe. If they're willing to throw that out at him, it would make them look pretty petty, too.
I can't believe
that
that
would
be the case.
And here's the other thing. Maybe Dan knows. This is all good. Maybe Dan knows that a few of the other dudes are like, in on this too. And he goes, oh, okay, so it's bad when I do it, I get fired. But when you do it, and then boom, the whole thing blows up and the Christian university has to go away.
Well, I could see him being upset that the fact that they bring in Drew from Vanderbilt, who is more of a Christian guy. Right. And really, are you firing me on the basis that you don't think I was a Christian enough? And now we have an opportunity, good coach that really is on our faith level.
I'm on Team Thunder Dan. I want to know the answers to this, too.
He probably got not a real good
severance.
Think
about that.
The whole move to go to the
Grubbs,
this is all to
get
a little more money.
If somebody came to you and said, we're going to go a different direction, and then the next thing they said about with a press release about the guy that replaced you is, he's a good Christian.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, what? What did I do?
That pissed you off.
Yeah, and you didn't get paid, and you got fired over the phone, and you didn't know it was coming, and there was no cause given when you got fired. You might call a lawyer. Like, now, hold on a tick here.
That's what I don't understand about some of these schools, these religious schools, because I know it's not a requirement. Like, Notre Dame,
right?
Not everybody
supposedly
there is Catholic.
Not a requirement.
BYU had
Villanova?
Jim McMahon. It was the biggest
BYU
had job
a requirement,
ever.
I think.
Yeah, you have to be Mormon.
Yeah, you have to be Mormon.
But
so is Jim McMahon, like, total-on Mormon?
No. And they also tell you, I had a friend who went there, and he was not Mormon.
I don't think you have to be BYU.
I believe you do. Kind of, sort of go, I'm in.
That's what I don't understand about these schools. Yeah. Like, I don't think they're playing by the rules as far as that goes. Like their own rules that they make.
You can go to BYU and not, but you have to play the game.
In fact, they like that. Yeah. I mean, I would think that because outside, because a lot of people end up joining after the fact.
Well, here's the thing that happened with a guy I know.
And why do they like that, Brady? Because their experience at the university
made
them Mormons. Join.
That's exactly what happened.
That's why I'm saying it's. I don't think it's closed out. I think they open it up to.
The guy I know who went there saw a lot more time with the coaches and a lot more attention once he said, you know what, I'm in on this.
McMahon was raised Roman Catholic.
Yeah. McMahon wasn't a Mormon. They don't recruit. And look, Villanova, I've seen that basketball team.
And BYU's cheap.
Those kids are not Christianing it up all night long. They're having some fun.
Students who were members of the Mormon Church at any point in their lives are not eligible to attend the university if they leave the faith.
If they leave, okay.
So if you leave, you can.
You're out.
Yeah.
But if you can shine a light on the university through your athletic pursuits.
And in fact, the guy I know who went there married a nice Mormon girl in a Mormon church, and in order for his family to go to the wedding in the temple, they had to convert.
Yeah. Or else they sit outside
and
let the ceremony.
They have another ceremony another time. They can't go in the big room and watch it happen.
Apparently, Jim McMahon was not a Mormon, raised Roman Catholic, still attended BYU for football only. He, like every other student, had to abide by the honor code.
Yeah.
And in a radio interview, you know, obviously he didn't really abide by that very often.
Yeah. Honor code. Look, I'm saying
he was getting results. Now, if he was a borderline player,
let me tell you this: people hiding
behind it's going to be a tougher go.
People hiding behind the cloak of Christian school leadership and everything else, they're not going to be too quick to throw the stones at Dan. Going, you were a bad Christian. You had sex with some of the girls, because Dan's going to be like, okay, is this how we're playing this? I guarantee you, that's running rampant over there. You see the pictures they have for those billboards? Remember that?
Oh, that hot girl with her cans that we started to talk about.
And
I could be Christian for a little while.
I was Christian every drive into work, and I'd have to go by that girl in that stretched out purple shirt. God damn, those Christians are recruiting the hell out of me right now. It's amazing. Amazing. And then they had to change it because we started talking about it. And
I thought about getting season tickets after that.
A certain person we know may have been responsible for that ad and said, you know what, we didn't do that on purpose, but you're right. Those are amazing cans. We've got to take those down. And then they started to put up dopey Christians. And I guarantee enrollment changed for the call center slowed down.
They dropped that down and then just put Thunder Dan up there.
Yeah, Thunder Dan's their cell.
It's confusing to me about these religious schools. I mean, if you're really all about your religion and you're supposed to be for Mormons or Christians or Catholics.
Right. You should only have those.
Yeah, isn't that the point?
You shouldn't go to the,
because
you shouldn't bend.
Yeah, I would think, right?
I agree.
Christian school, but we still want to win basketball games. We'll take any Zulu warrior we can find.
It doesn't make any sense.
that you would only let...
Why would you...
You're not that Christian if you're like, anybody's welcome in. You can come on in.
I mean, as
what's the point of being a Christian?
If I'm not Mormon, school. I wouldn't really want to go there. I don't understand why...
Right.
Why the only reason, like, McMahon probably went there is because they gave him a scholarship and all that stuff.
Deal.
So if they don't offer a scholarship to people that are non-Mormon, then they don't have a problem.
Yeah.
I think on the Catholic side is that Catholic schools have a reputation of having a very good education.
Right.
So that's why a lot of people go to that.
There's a lot of schools with good education where religion isn't involved.
And Catholic schools.
But I'm just telling you. Just ask around, and it just has that reputation.
Sure.
I'm not saying that. There's nothing wrong with that. I guess that's the perception.
But there's plenty of other schools to go to.
Absolutely.
You know who gets it right? Black schools. The black schools got it right. They get a couple
HBCU.
Occasional white guy will try to wander in there, and they're like, we're going to make you so uncomfortable for the next 4 years.
Are there?
Yeah, there are a couple.
I haven't seen any in the band.
We don't do it. No. We don't wander into the...
No.
It's, you know...
It was the one dude, remember?
They made a movie about it.
Yeah.
Like a dude that played for Grambling's football team, and he was like a one white guy, and they're like, all right, well, this is cute, but let's not make a habit of it. We're going to stay a certain way. And occasionally the Christian school looks at, you know, a guy named Ukata and says, we'll make him Christian. This kid can play.
I think you changed my mind. I'm going to have Christopher apply to be part of the Grambling band.
I would like
the marching band.
There you go.
No,
he's
no.
good.
Go to Southern.
Well, the one thing
Southern's better. Southern's the
one thing about him is he'll need to find some rhythm in his dance.
Yeah, I don't think he's smooth enough.
Not at all. But he's only a sophomore.
Good challenge.
He's only a sophomore. He's got time.
There's no way, dude.
He's going to feel out of his element.
Yeah,
and it's going to make him want to quit music.
They can dance and play. Yeah, it's impressive.
Chris is a good little marcher. Let's get him over to a white college. Toot sweet, because we don't want him destroyed. His hopes and dreams will die if he's in the Southern band.
What the?
Trying to get out there and do that.
I don't think they have the cello at the Grambling or Southern universities.
The blacks aren't limiting your, you know, the black colleges are based like Howard and all them. Like, hey, look, believe whatever you want to believe. All you got to do is be black. And
wait a minute.
Varying shades.
You don't think they play cello at those universities?
No, they don't.
They can't. It's hard to dance in
cello.
It's hard to dance in cello.
They don't need
definitely
the cello.
Definitely not in the band.
It's called stand-up bass when they do it. Yeah, that's an impressive group. The black college band. So, yeah, they let a white guy sneak in now and again, but not too often. That's the Ohio State, you know, like that. They're marching, and then wait, the breakdown comes. And they go.
Human jukebox.
Only time a marching band is worth it. All other times, awful. Look at, even their marching is like a little hipper.
Yeah, it's
high step. It's almost like watching a Korean army. Like, they're pretty sweet.
I don't know how these band things work, but are they allowed to compete against Ohio State?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, God, no. The whites never let them in. They'd never win. That's why the country clubs used to be predominantly all white. You don't want to lose those handball games.
Yeah, shouldn't they win every time? I mean, look.
Here comes the dance lines.
They had to start their own dance thing. Here we go. It's about to get...
I like when they... You got to do the close-ups.
I just don't like the tutoring.
Toledo chose a bad thing.
You chose a really white one.
Must well, we just missed the cheerleaders.
They're all white. What school are we looking at here?
Oh, they're not white. They're Beyonce.
They are not. Those are white women.
I don't know, but you got to. You're showing us from about 100 million miles
and
away.
And also, this is all white women.
I don't know what you're doing over there.
Your computer's so racist it won't even show us black bands.
This is probably from the 2019 championship.
And this is the joke band. They let the white band out there and go, this is what they think is good. Although they were marching pretty solid. I just don't know why all their cheerleaders were white.
They're all light-skinned.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you're searching. That looks like a bunch of Asian people. Maybe there's a thing about, like, the band is all light-skinned because they didn't look like any of them were very black.
Maybe they're no good anymore.
They couldn't. Maybe.
They're just doing it like the white kid.
Falling on hard times?
Yeah, they used to
be
badass.
Let the one white kid in and they're done.
Did I miss something?
Somebody said check out Grand Canyon University's women's basketball coach and tell me she's a good Christian. Oh, I see. I'm not looking that up because I have a feeling I know what that's going to be. Either way, Dan Marley is... he's got a lawsuit. I can't wait because
I'm
sure
he'd talk to us.
It sounds soap opera-ish. Well, he probably can't right now because he's got a
no. He ain't.
If he went to the media.
Well, no. I mean, he didn't give details, so he can't tell you.
Oh, he just said,
anything.
"Here you go."
Yeah, yeah. He's got a lawsuit pending. He can't. Yeah. Whoa, that's the coach of the women's basketball team for Grand Canyon,
Nicole Powell.
Dang,
she doesn't look like a lesbian.
Not at all. I think that's what you were insinuating. She left Grand Canyon for UC Riverside. She's not here anymore. She got out of that Christian thing. Yeah, I just don't understand labeling yourself as a university for Christians and then Thunder Dan. Could be Christian and all, but still.
Not Christian enough, apparently.
Dude was a player.
You know, there's levels.
I guess. Man, Oshevitz, though.
Brady'd probably be on the low level, right? Because you don't go to church enough.
Yeah.
You don't contribute.
Yeah, I might.
You're
get,
like,
I might
you're
get
hanging on.
I might
this
get
is Nicole's replacement.
Molly Miller.
Man, damn.
Who is doing the hiring of them? Dan Marley must have been hiring the girls' basketball coaches. These chicks are hot.
Damn. Look at that girl.
What's their record? Like 1 in 100?
Who cares?
No way they're any good with a coach that hot.
Yeah, don't those they know what they're supposed
are,
to be doing?
Those players are looking at the coach all like, God, she's hot. I got tingles.
You go to all those games, even though they suck.
Yeah.
Ah, well. I'll still attend.
All the girls' basketball players are looking
that is
at her.
Not Pat Summitt.
Oh, man, is it not?
Her smile is so much better than Nicole's. All right, let's cut her.
We need to
bring Miller in.
She needs to do a calendar to raise money.
When I was going to Southern Illinois, I was dating a cheerleader, and I would go see her for the girls' basketball games. Ugh. She would cheer for the girls' basketball
dating, stalking, but
like,
go on.
Yeah. 10 people in the crowd.
Yeah, no, because that's the way
I'm
it
here
should
for you,
be.
Honey.
I know. I'm like, hey, that's the way it should I watch be. My girl, but this is odd.
I wouldn't dating and you tell me you got to go to a girls' basketball game or else we're not going to be out anymore. I'm like, we're not going out anymore then because you're not forcing me
being
to
supportive.
No, I'm not supporting that. I don't support that. Not supporting.
They needed all the support they could get.
Yeah.
No matter if it came from the cheerleaders or not.
Support away. I'm not going to be one of them doing it.
I was looking around. I was thinking everybody in here is just a boyfriend of one of the cheerleaders.
And you think to yourself, that's the pitch. Do you want to go watch mid to low level college girls basketball? I'm like, oh, no, no. What I'd rather do is just, there's a cheese grater in there. I'm going to just rub my face on there instead.
You're sold. I'm a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go to the, can we get me into the football games? No, girls basketball.
That's the squad I
and, that's and the stuff I end I up going to.
They weren't she wasn't a sanctioned Saluki cheerleader. She was just she had a cheer squad for the girls, but she put it together herself.
Well, they didn't need help for that kind of stuff.
Ugh.
The men's stuff.
No,
need help for the women.
God. Good Lord. Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't love anything that much. I could have a daughter, and she's like, I'm going to play some basketball. I'm like, you're going to do that.
Well, when you're that age.
Yeah, I'm not watching.
Without daddy watching.
When you're that age and, you know, BJs are at stake.
Oh, yeah, sure, you'll go. Yeah. I might have done it. I went to freaking church for 4 weeks.
I want Kirby to get a scholarship at Grand Canyon now for women's basketball.
You can meet the coach. You got to get Kirby playing some hoops.
Coach, I'd like to go over some plays.
Yeah, I'd like to help you with a lot of things. You are a hot coach. Me and my daughter both want to have sex with you. All the girls on the team want to have sex with you. You know you have to recruit lesbians to win, right? You can't go out and get straight girls. It's a Christian university. You're going to win 2 games every year with that attitude. You got to go get
no chance.
I mean, you need prominent foreheaded big arm bull dykes to put. This is not a game for. I don't know what you're thinking. All the girls I recruit are good Christians with boyfriends and futures. Your team's never going to make it. You need one bull out there. If you don't have a bull, you don't have a chance.
I've played for 10 years, from age 12 to 22. We never once...
Yeah, and you didn't win a title, so pipe it down. Let me recruit for you. I'll be over at Nobody's Business, the bar, and I'm going to get you some players.
You can pick them out by looking.
Is that still there?
One. She can play ball. That one with the glove on, the one with the second baseman's glove, she's a player.
Deadly in the paint.
Hang out at U-Haul on Saturday afternoon and go, two girls come in and go, we'd like to get a U-Haul. They just met last night. They're moving in together. You're a player.
She has a neck tattoo. She's in.
Yeah. Half of them are like 38 years old. Just big bulls. I got them straight up. Yeah. This one was in prison for 4 years. She's your center.
These aren't even college age girls.
There's no, nobody cares. It's college women's basketball. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to do any of that research on this.
Nobody's driving the lane against this girl.
Do you want to win or not?
Maybe they have such a winning program because they're just gorgeous girls over there, Christians, pure, and it distracts the other players.
What was the record last year? Well, that is not a bad idea to have one girl constantly tying her shoe with straight legs. Straight leg bends.
My shoe's untied again.
Damn!
And all the bulls on the other team.
God damn it!
Well, I hope they just don't set us.
The ball hit me right in the face.
Because I want to see.
I can't play.
I want to see this just getting played out in the media.
Yeah, no, this is going to be a good soap opera because I don't know what's going on.
It's no fun.
Well, I don't know what's going on.
I want to hear dirt flying.
It's Christians. It's
they'll settle it over. Good Christians will make this.
They were 7-20.
I don't
know. They'll make it go away.
they had a chance at that though.
No, they won't.
They did it really badly.
They're gonna.
It was kind of like our old boss had just left people off the schedule.
It's a. They're in a pickle.
7-20 overall, John. They won one road game.
Girls basketball.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last.
They don't have any bulls. They're going too Christian. They gotta unload the Christian side of that and go full bull.
Their crowd might be better, though.
This will be settled.
That's true.
No problems.
You don't think? I don't think.
Colangelo's involved. This will be settled.
That is true. If Jerry gets involved. But
I forgot Colangelo.
If Jerry gets involved, he'll just give Dan money.
What do you mean?
Shh, Dan, quiet.
Why would Colangelo treat
he owns the school.
I know. Why would he?
But that says more to me. They're not making that choice.
Something's going on.
Like Dan's son or Jerry's son.
Right, there was a fallout.
So something happened between Jerry and Dan that made this go quick. And we want to know. So if it's Jerry and Dan, we'll never know the truth because Jerry will bury that. I'm with you on that one. Jerry's a make-it-happen guy.
Hey, ESPN's all over the documentary, so maybe it just gets that desperate for him.
Yeah.
They're doing Dan Marley documentaries.
And just called Church. And you go in and find out the truth. Between Dan and the Grand Canyon University. I'd like to hear from somebody on that, but no details emerging, but it might get interesting.
Is it the guy that they got from Vanderbilt is a up-and-coming coach or something? Is it to take it to the next level?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, when you say the word, we're a Christian, this and that, automatically people are like, all right, you just set yourself up for some scrutiny and some hypocrisy. Because even when you had Kirby at her Christian school and you said that the one thing they were doing was King of the Hill games, where boys attacked your daughter to try to knock her off the block. and she was knocking out fifth graders because they were smaller. And I'm like, is that a good Christian message? Is that go beat up that girl?
yeah, you know? King of the Ring.
Yeah, I don't know what they were playing, but we were bragging.
Over the line.
Your daughter was the queen of the fifth and sixth grade in this game. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. They were sending boys in to tackle your daughter? Uh-huh.
It was an all skate.
Yeah, but that's not a quality Christian message.
No?
They got a whole scrum. Turn the other cheek and don't hit the ladies. I mean, I guess if you're biblical, it's perfect. I should have just stoned her and knocked her
around. Playing a game and one thing. You turn the other cheek if you're playing a game if someone takes a swing at you outside the rules.
Physical attack games.
Yeah, we used to play dodgeball with basketballs, but we were just a public school.
So. Yeah, it was gender divides, too. Yeah, you didn't say you were Christian.
You didn't have a budget for the playground balls?
No, I don't know why. And our teacher would play, and he was like 6'5".
Yeah. That's dangerous.
Crushing kids.
When you say we're a Christian school, you can't have the boys chucking balls at the girls.
You wouldn't think.
No, you're supposed to help them up and treat them nicely. That's not the way that's supposed to work. But, you know, but if it was just a regular school, it's like, yeah, my school, my daughter is, she knocked out like 25th graders. I'm like, well, yeah, that's going to happen. It's a public school. She's got to fight to live.
And there's the fine line there. Like, you know, yeah, people are, hey, do you guys play war ball? At this Christian school, we do, then people will go there. But if you're not playing war ball,
that's drawing
I'm
them
not
in.
Going. Yeah. Yeah. Going to public.
They call it crusade ball.
Yeah.
When they,
righteous
kids,
ball.
Yeah. The kids that lose are automatically totally burned at a stake.
They have like, you know, Muslim dolls hanging from ropes and then they all stab the doll.
Yeah. They have the
infidel dodgeball.
Yeah. Chuck the ball at the muzzy and they dress up some of the kids as.
Smear
the muzzy.
Jeez.
Can't say queer because we don't have those here. Yuck. Except for the girls' basketball team. Got to have that. Got to win.
Got a winner.
Yeah, I bet you their 7 wins, the GCU women's basketball team, came against other Christian schools. And the final score is 13-6. It's like a football game, a good defensive football game.
Looks like they finished 7th out of 10 in their conference.
3 worse. So the 4th worst team had 7 wins.
That's with
me. Look.
What a terrible division.
8th, there are only 2 teams worse
than
them.
Okay, good. I was going to say. You got 3 teams worse, and all you won was 7 games. That is a rough 10-team division. If 6 through 10 accumulated 20 wins combined, there's a tippy top on that one. And I guarantee you it's Cal Berkeley, and they are rolling ladies. How are they not great at women's basketball? Yeah. So anyway, the GCU thing is interesting. And it's kind of, you know, it kind of turned into a little conversation the other day. It's like, well, I don't know, he was fired. And don't pay attention, grandkid. But yeah, this is too weird. And now that the university's firing back with, well, you know, we're going to put a good Christian in. Like, oh, Dan Dunn effed up. Are they willing to spill the beans?
The other thing is that, you know, I could see him being frustrated if he built this program and it's a winning program and that allows him to be able to take the next step. But now that they
I get
him,
it all.
That, you
but
know,
there's
how,
something missing
how
from
many
the
people
story.
Are going
right.
to go after him.
He does have a winning program. It did put the thing on
yeah,
the
so hopefully
and then they just offed him unceremoniously.
With years left on his contract.
No money. And say, bye, you're out. We're hiring a good Christian. And let us sit and stew over that? I can't do it. I cannot just let that go. The second you find out details, you're like, what did Dan do? I like Thunder Dan. He screwed up a movie theater BJ for me because in an entire theater, I was about to get a BJ. In wanders Dan Marley and sits in my empty row in the back.
It was all empty?
No, there was like 12 people in the whole place.
So you sat in the far the
farthest back you can go, and it was on, and he shows up late and walks up. We talked to him about it when he was on the show that one time.
And he didn't want to get mobbed by his fans.
Yeah, so by all 8 of them.
Yeah,
by
back row
that are in there because nobody
don't
noticed because he walked in when it was dark and I'm sitting there like
that's what celebrities do they always go in
showing late
yeah show
and previews and nobody recognizes him. I'm like that's Dan Marley god damn it and he's heading my way. Let me put this dick back for a second make sure he doesn't sit right
son
next to us and sure enough 5 seats down there's Dan Marley and his lady. I'm like you got to be kidding me this was a go Dan a go.
What year are we talking?
I can't remember if it was the first wife or the current one. Pretty sure it's this one. No, he wasn't still playing. This was like 2000, somewhere circa 05 to 08.
Oh.
I'll throw it in there because I don't really remember the time.
After the divorce.
Let's hope it was his wife.
Summer of Love?
I think so. No. It was either the old wife or this wife.
No, I mean you.
Or.
No. It was either I know exactly.
Oh,
that.
This is you?
It's me. Yeah, it's me.
Old wife or new wife?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Dan.
No. He ruined my BJ.
You don't even remember which girl it was?
There have been so many.
That's kind of an important part of this, isn't it?
Not really.
No?
No, because you just see the back of their head. It could have been anybody.
You just saw a blonde? Yeah. You don't remember?
I just knew what was going on. I'm pretty sure it was Megan.
I don't think you can get away with that if you tell Megan that.
I told the story on the air 100 times at this current moment.
You talked to him on the phone.
Jesus, it's been 14 years, 13 years if it's her. It's been 20 if it's the other one. I don't remember. How many BJs have I had in between?
Come on. I'm just saying Megan might be a little upset if you tell that story.
She never blew me. Hey, by the way, Megan knows. The first wife blew me a whole bunch. She knows.
But you got to at least remember.
No, you don't.
Which one is doing
you
it.
Don't. There's a fine line. No, you don't.
Both of them have blown me in movie theaters, and they might start blending a little. I don't know.
Lisa gives me crap.
There's some crossover.
I'll say, we went and saw that movie, right? No.
Yeah.
You must have gone to somebody too. Else.
Yeah, Megan doesn't remember movies. But we saw that together. Have we seen this? I'm like, you would throw a fit if I did that, but that's fine. I
do it more often, but Lisa's done it to me. Remember that time we went... No, that was your other boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't care.
That was the dude you had the
guys
bullet.
Don't care. Women
no, I don't.
All
I don't care at all.
Goofy about it.
She's sometimes. Pretty all right with that. I'm pretty sure it was Megan, and it was. Yeah.
But the sex stuff, that's a little different.
Well, yeah, you can't start talking about.
Well, you can't sit and go.
Remember that time we did this?
Do you remember that time that I rubbed boy butter down your cracker, and we had that weird midget?
That wasn't me.
Oh,
right. Well, you know I had a past.
Come on now.
I had a past.
You gotta at least remember that I have never been with midgets.
What are you writing a book? How am I? I'm compiling evidence. I'm just saying it was a fun night. I can have fun night memories and blur you into them. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure it was Megan because I'm almost positive it was tiered seating. So I think that started around 2006. So I'm going to throw Megan in that, but very possibly could be wrong. I do know that I've only had that performed on me by women I've married.
I've never done the theater thing. There's always people in there. You kind of hope you're sitting there waiting. Ooh, we might end up being the only ones. And then somebody walks in last minute and screws everything.
My first, like, real girlfriend and I, the real ones, not the high school nonsense, the real one, started to give me a tuggy during Showgirls. And the whole theater was packed, which made it even better because she reached over and she goes, are you liking this? And
Danger Zone.
I was loving every second of the movie.
What's the answer to that?
No. No, she was like into it too. She's like, are you liking this? And I'm like, I'm loving this. And all of a sudden, I got an over-the-top old-fashioned going on, and I'm like, hey, this is a packed theater. It's opening night. And I don't need you to stop doing that at all.
Boy, the 90s produced some great sex movies. Boy,
a few just gems. Movies so sexually strong that you didn't care that they were that bad.
Oh,
and we'll still watch them today.
Basic Instinct, Jade.
That's actually good. Jade's terrible, and it's still a jerk-worthy thing. Jade is one of the worst movies. Paul Verhoeven is the writer, and he wrote Showgirls, too.
Right.
Terrible.
Bound.
Bound is utterly fantastic bad movie. It has no purpose. The best part about it is the sex scene is just simply to sell the movie. There's no reason for it to be as long as it is and as graphic.
It's like a mob movie, though.
Oh, it's great.
I kind of remember the plot. I don't know.
Don't care. I remember one part. When Joey Pants comes in and sees... Gershon is just, whoa, Tilly.
I just want to do that to your butt.
Yes. Do that to his butt.
That was her peak.
No, they were both peaking, yeah. Gershon and Tilly rolling around together. I didn't even mind that Joey Pantaleone was in that.
He was a stud back.
Who's the only guy that might ruin your boner in all of Hollywood during a Tilly and Gershon love scene in the 90s? I don't know. Joey Pants? We're putting him in it. Watch this. They'll blow right past it.
You could put Joe Pantaleone and Chris Burke in this.
The kid from Life Goes On?
Yeah.
I think you're right. You have a 33% retarded threesome with those two, and I'm in. Oh, am I in? Anyway, good luck, Dan.
Those days are over.
I'm on Team Thunder Dan, by the way.
Are you?
I'm siding with Team Thunder Dan. Yes.
Most people will, I would. Imagine.
I was a fan of Thunder Dan's. I like Thunder Dan, even though he ruined my movie theater BJ.
Brady might be torn a little.
Like, are you, Brady?
A little torn.
I'm a little torn.
Are you?
I can't come to a conclusion yet. I don't know.
Any more details?
Yeah.
I'm on Team Thunder Dan. I have no desire.
I haven't heard very. I've heard very little details other than
here's
this.
What I know so far. Yeah. Grand Canyon's been a complete dick the whole time.
That's true.
I don't know about that. Why would you?
We're gonna hire a good Christian. We fired him over the phone. No cause. No severance.
Yeah, over the phone.
To a guy
who
built up
your
program. And Dan Marley just said, I want my money. And so we filed a lawsuit. And that happens a lot when people get fired. Hey,
yeah, so far I'm on Thunder Dan.
Thunder Dan hasn't said a thing about them, hasn't veiled shot them at all, just said I didn't get my money and they fired me over the phone without cause. That's why I'm suing them.
Doesn't seem very Christian of
them
to do it that way.
And we got to hear the response.
We did.
GCU.
We heard it. Oh, interesting. Dan would go to the media before telling us he was, oh, you babies. Why did you fire him?
Yeah.
You see, you got some valid points.
Yeah. I'm Team Thunder Dan. Team Thunder Dan for me.
So
I'm a
far. Suns,
I'm a 90s Suns fan. Late 80s, 90s Suns fan.
GCU better come out with some major dirt.
I'm a big fat fan of the Suns right up until Robert Sarver bought them. Love that team. Don't care anymore about them at all. Hate them.
Dan was doing heroin with all our students.
Oopsie. Well, right. See, now you should have just said that. We didn't want to disparage Dan's good name. Well, it's not a good name. He's a heroin addict. Get him into a program. As Christians, we didn't think it was right to tell. You got me there.
John Thunder Dan
I just want him to work it out, John.
Oh, I know.
Both
I want it to get really
you don't
ugly.
Like you don't like conflict, though.
I like confrontation. Yeah. This is I've never why had can't a, we a just ignore it? Either. Just work it out. I think you should just take all your problems and pack them down.
Just be fair.
Pack them way down. And
ignore
it. You pack them down.
Like that meat?
Yeah,
Brady?
When they start to rise up, yeah, like a Mongolian barbecue. You just pack it down. When it starts to rise up, you just pack it down further.
Is that a
nothing
time bomb?
Bad, huh?
What?
Nothing bad can happen.
Uh-oh. There's no fuse.
We're going to work it out in Grand Canyon.
Brady developed lockjaw.
What's the worst that can happen?
TMJ Brady in the squares
forever. TMJ problem because if I open my mouth, the problems come out. Dan Marley, just shut up and work it out.
It could happen. I don't want him to work it out. I want it to get terrible.
I know.
I'm
it
here
does make a good soap
for the entertainment.
All the time.
Did we just have a 10-part documentary about everybody working it out?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
And it's still going on.
John Thunder Dan wasn't there, at least I don't think he was, but I was at a topless review in Vegas once.
Yeah.
Girl behind us was giving her man a tuggy, and all of a sudden, they scrambled and left very quickly.
He finished up.
I didn't see the seat behind me.
No, it was in his drawers. Yeah, I had to put a stop to it at Showgirls. She kept reaching over, giving me the over the top. I'm like, hey. I don't want to walk out of here with this disaster. It was the summer movie. Khakis.
That would have been a mess.
Probably in jean shorts, because that's about the time that would have happened. Still don't want that all over the place. So I'm classy that way. You can start teasing, but don't finish the game. Please. Yeah, I want it to be a story. I want it to be a big, fat, super awesome, sordid, nasty disaster of a story. And I'm on Team Thunder Dan all the way. And I'm not
abandoning
it.
He was with the dean's daughter?
I'm going to be like a Trumpist.
No matter what comes out.
No matter what comes out, I'm Team Dan. Just to further bother people that want to argue about it. I'm here for the entertainment. I have no dog in the race, but I'll tell you right now. I'm Team Thunder Dan no matter what anybody says. And if you're Team Thunder Dan, I really don't
until
want to talk to you
because
I don't care.
Yep,
I go straight to
you
the...
what?
I go straight, yeah, and then I'll confess that I was never for abortion.
You just decide early before
make
all
make up
facts.
Your mind early and then just watch the fireworks from people. Did you hear what he did? Yeah, but you know what? I don't care. I'm Team Thunder Dan.
Go, Dan.
It's a Christian school. He had a slave.
The dean's daughter.
Dan had slaves.
Still deserves his money. Got a lot of good wins.
Nowhere in that contract did it say if you broke the Emancipation Proclamation that you should be fired.
He had a pentagram on his back.
Yeah, I don't know where in the world you're getting that idea.
But
are you insane, sir? I'm Team Thunder Dan. Yeah, I don't care. He might be Steve Nash's baby's daddy. I don't know what goes on with this basketball.
At a pep rally, he sacrificed an animal.
Well, that's Christian. That makes sense to me. That's what they used to do all the time. You guys just sacrifice stuff constant. We just went through Easter. I think that was part of it, wasn't it?
I was sacrificing Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They threw the Passover thing. They had all the dead goats and lambs they were slaughtering and slapping up against walls. And
oh, to let them know that they were there.
Sacrificial lamb?
We're on your side.
The whole reason.
That was pre-Christ, though.
Because God, in all his wisdom.
Old Testament.
So what? They still celebrate it, and it's still a big part of it. God, in all his wisdom, needed a quick reminder which houses that not to kill. by the way, I know who I'm going to kill, but just in case, smear some blood on your door. I might screw up the addresses. Why did he need the reminder? If he knew, I'm going to kill all the firstborn of anybody who isn't a believer, but I do need a little help with that. It's like, no, you don't. This doesn't make any sense. Yeah, but he should have known who he's going to kill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't need the blood on the door. Was he going to? He was worried about making mistakes? Just to let me, you know, just smear it on the door so I don't screw up. Boo-ah, boogie woogie. You stupid. Yesterday, Brady told a story that had no real merit or beginning, middle, and end.
No panache.
No panache. Zero panache. And people were bothered by that because we all invested. We invested in this story of Brady saying that he was in a near-death motorcycle accident, three-wheeler accident, in the hillbilly country of Arkansas in a blueberry patch. Now,
Hatley Mountain Blueberry
Farm. What I just said was a better story than what culminated from Brady's mouth seconds later. Because anytime he's like, I had a near-death experience. Oh, yeah, I never heard that.
Yeah. It was Arkansas. There's a blueberry patch. We was out picking blueberries with my cousins.
I'm like, this is going to be great. He fell off the bike. He hit his head. And then he tried to call it a near-death experience. So we had some people rewrite it. Punch it up. Your story needed some punch work. Somebody wrote a sequel. Now, what we determined was Brady sat on the side of the road dizzy with a broken three-wheeler while hillbillies in a pickup truck from the neighboring blueberry farm came by and said, hey, pick him up. The weird part of the story was, and Brady revealed that a couple hours later, was that after the hillbillies took him home, and there's a gap of time that doesn't make much sense there, Brady suddenly had an aversion to yogurt, and he won't eat it anymore. He used to eat a lot of yogurt before the accident, and then after the hillbillies picked him up, no more yogurt.
The summer of yogurt.
So the assumption is the hillbillies raped him and fed him hillbilly yogurt, and for some reason he won't admit that, so that's a blackout, and then when he sees yogurt, it triggers.
Now that's a good story.
It triggers.
That's what we came up with.
That's the real story. The hillbillies raped the wound in his head, poured hillbilly yogurt in his mouth, if you know what I mean. And then it's like, I'll never eat yogurt again. That's for sure. He's blocking. He's stuffing it way down, as we all know. Stuff it down. So he's got that. So here's a sequel. Someone has written a sequel to, it's called Brady's Revenge. As read by Morgan Freeman. Having narrowly escaped certain death by wound rape, Brady finally got his revenge. The toothless hillbilly awoke with a start, the rich smell of organic blueberries in his bloody nostrils. Tied to a chair with one eye swollen shut from repeated beatings by a bottle of barbecue sauce, the other eye taped open, the toothless hillbilly noticed a rotund ginger woman.
I'm a boy!
Standing in front of him. Partially healed forehead wounds.
Gotcha!
The hillbilly heard. Brady grabbed a sheet of paper off the table next to him. He takes the edge of the paper and places it against the taped open toothless hillbilly's eyebrow.
I hate yogurt.
Brady said into the hillbilly's ear as he drew the paper across the bulging eyeball, slicing it down the center. His friend John Holmberg, having seen this act of revenge, now has an irrational fear of being paper cut on the eye for the rest of his life. Brady and John agreed afterwards they would never speak of this incident, known only as No More Yogurt. It's beautiful. It's nice. It's a beautiful story.
That's
a story.
That paper cut, though. Ugh.
Graphic.
Very graphic.
It's very graphic. I don't like paper cuts on the eye. But that's why, as I repressed that memory as well, some 25 odd years before I ever met Brady. Here's another embellishment.
Another one.
It's another writer's embellishment to Brady's terrible stories. This is from Dave Eggleston.
I was on call and worked the ER when Brady had his accident. I've seen some stuff that would make your stomach turn, but nothing like that day. There was so much blood and pain. We had to resuscitate twice. Three people quit their job in the medical industry, and we're all still scarred from the day Brady came in with his near-death cut on his head of 6 stitches and a very mild, undiagnosed concussion.
He
Minnesota Psycho says, I can still hear the screams when I lay my head down at night.
Sometimes at night I hear the screams of a young, red-headed woman. Because I try to lay it in the back of my brain and get a night's slumber.
There might have been a couple people that quit that day.
After
cleaning up
seeing
that
it?
Puke.
Yeah.
Down two hallways.
You know why? Because that
yogurt
was filled with hillbilly's cushions. Your puke is like, there's something in it. Get a sample.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
See, when you mentioned near-death experience, I thought you were talking about that hole when you fell down that hole that one time.
That was another one.
Didn't you see Jesus or something after that? Or
no. He just had his fingers up in the air like Nixon.
Like holding the peace signs.
That's what we found out, yep. That after falling 10 feet, everybody kind of valmorphizes into Nixon.
Or did I die? Goodbye, little boy.
Yogurt and Nixon. Yeah. What's up with you?
And somebody shoots yogurt in your mouth. And you fall. Once you hit terminal velocity, you put up the peace sign and your face Nixon's.
Today's the last day of life.
Were you being fingered peace. By the peace sign?
Yeah. No, you just threw up peace. Yeah.
That's the end of this one.
I'm not a criminal.
That's the end of
it. I am not going to be alive anymore.
So we don't know why Brady threw up the peace sign on his way down. But that would you consider that also near-death experience? You said you had life-threatening injuries.
Not on that one.
You said life-threatening injuries.
But the three-wheeler.
You consider those life-threatening injuries.
But we asked you, how many stitches you had. You didn't know.
Yeah.
Or you didn't
I'll
get
have to
any?
Find out. Yeah, I don't remember, all I know is.
Were you unconscious?
Might have been. But I
made
you, it.
Are you unconscious right now?
I made it to the side of the road. But I'm saying, was I knocked out after I hit whatever I hit? I don't even remember losing control of
those
the three-wheeler.
Hillbillies raped you silly. You were missing for 2 days.
Squeal like a pig.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No.
It was
worse.
No, I wasn't missing.
You
for
should
days.
Know. Now, wait a minute. Yeah. You should know if how many stitches you have because you have to get them taken out eventually. They stay in for a while.
Yeah, but
and then you go
again,
back
was,
and you get them taken out.
It was almost.
You weren't blacked out
years.
The whole time you had stitches.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. It was probably close to that. What he was saying, six stitches.
Okay.
The guy in the story.
I was right. The guy in the story. That's me, Brady. I'm right across
me. I'll look at the
I will never forget the staples in my head, Brady, from John's
I had
punch.
How many times
eight
have you had
staples.
Stitches?
I got seven here.
I had stitches playing.
Was in 1984.
I had one on my hand.
I had seven in my wrist in 1984. I have three in the back of my throat from the ruler. That was tough. Those
I had
tough
like,
stitches.
Six or seven right here in my hand once when I cut it.
I think I had
a coffee cup.
I had nine dissolving and two staples. In a back thing. Yeah, those just went away. That was like glue more than it was staples, but I had nine little
dogs. All I remember is I had to stay overnight at the hospital, then I came back, and I was in a fog for the next 2 days.
Next
I did
12 decades.
Nothing.
for the next 12 decades.
You know how I know you were raped? Because part of your story, you know how I know you got raped, Brady?
Yeah, how?
Because part of your story was, some kindly Arkansas hillbillies picked me up. In the woods. Yep, you were raped. Don't even go on with that. It's over.
Yeah, I lived in Arkansas. You didn't.
It was a hippie couple.
Don't care. Oh yeah, then they free love.
Yep.
You were.
How big's the scar on your head? Let's see.
Because
the one on mine is like that long.
Look at my wrist. It's not that long. My wrist is still big too.
But to be, concussion definitely had that. Was in a fog for a couple of days. You don't remember any of the thing that happened, the accident. Other than that. I just remember the adversity, the yogurt, because we were, the big sell on this summer vacation for me.
Yogurt.
Was my cousins were also vegans.
Man, it all goes back to food.
This was a dream vacation for me.
I don't know how this turned into food. This is a life. No, maybe you consider life-threatening injuries. No, I know what it is.
I don't remember what we ate that day when I got hit in the head.
You consider life-threatening injuries taking food away. That's where this is tied together. Now I see.
Losing the love of yogurt.
That's the dovetail.
Is life-threatening.
Because I don't think doctors told you these are life-threatening injuries. I think you got a mild, you got to be careful. You can make a mess of this. You can be.
If it went untreated, if I was along, I don't know. No. Maybe.
Asking
I'll take that away.
Ask an
sure.
EMT.
I'll wreck on the three-wheeler.
How did they treat you for the concussion?
They said they called my parents and, keep you awake. That's the protocol before you get to the hospital. And then everything was fine until I got to the hospital. And then that's when I just lost it, which is a sign of a concussion. And then they kept me overnight for observation.
Because you don't – I don't think you really
treat
a concussion.
This story is truly freaking unbelievable. I can't believe what you went through. I feel so bad for you. I would have gladly given up my hospital bed. Signed, Caleb.
Caleb from Shriners is like, yeah.
They booted him out of there.
What are you in for, buddy?
Oh, I had a terrible accident. 6 stitches.
Yeah? I have 212 bone breaks.
Mine's life-threatening.
My whole life is life-threatening.
I need clarity, boys. I got 6 stitches in my arm last week. Was that life-threatening?
Where? Was it on your wrist? Did you open a jugular? Oh. Was it close to your jugular? Because that could have been life-threatening. And I think
sure could be, yeah.
Not really. You're going to be all right.
Again, you're the one who brought up the life-threatening
thing. No. That's what we were talking about. You said that almost happened to me.
I was talking about being the pain that you feel from being launched.
Right. And then later
and
you said...
And my point was, I was launched from a three-wheeler, right. And I didn't feel anything.
But then later I said...
I don't recall it.
You said those were life-threatening injuries. I'm like, yeah, it's a concussion, a bump on the head. I think you'll be all right. Because that was the whole reason. We're like, those aren't really life-threatening. And you said, sure, it's not really life-threatening. I know your story. But you need more details with your story, which is why this whole thing started in the first place. Like Louis Moses said. You are to storytelling as Orson Welles is to pole vaulting, which is my favorite thing ever. I want to see both.
I want to see Orson Welles pole vaulting.
I want to see Brady tell the story of Orson Welles pole vaulting. That's what I really want. What do you got on the big board of musical treats over there? But if you feel like writing...
I would say Orson Welles pole vaulting is life-threatening.
Yeah, to everyone within the radius of Orson Welles.
Not only to him, but people watching. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, that could go anywhere. I don't think he's going to get off the ground, though. I think the pole is the only life
snaps,
threatened is
look
the pole.
Out.
Yeah. Those things bend pretty well.
They do, but they're not built for Orson at all. And if you want to punch up Brady's stories, feel free. You can throw them over to Toledo on his Facebook or text just quick, or me, Holmberg at 98kupd.com. I like that. I like Brady's stories being told better by other people. And if you want Liam Neeson to read it, we'll do a whole books on tape thing. Anybody who wants to read it, give it some life. We'll gladly retell Brady's tales.
All right, wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. We got Quiet Riot up here. Bang your head.
Well, there it is. Never mind. No reason to go further. That's our winner.
For Brady.
There it is. That should have been playing in the background.
Man,
the time.
Has it been banged plenty of times?
Apparently. I think I understand now why you're having the speech problems every once in a while.
Yeah. That yogurt thing was a big reveal yesterday.
And then the weird thing was, I wouldn't eat yogurt anymore afterwards. I'm like, oh my God. God.
It is amazing how you can equate it to food, because I have never been
But why that, though?
That's I know why that. You got force-fed hillbilly yogurt.
You'd take the yogurt, and we'd crumble dried peaches in there, and you'd put them in there. And that was what my cousin was doing, so I tried it. I'm like, I'm eating it that week. Yeah. And then after that.
What's that flavor and feeling in your mouth remind you of, Brady? The hillbilly's rescuing you, and you never wanting yogurt again. You got fed some yogurt you didn't want. And you cut off all yogurt because it could trigger that, war veterans sometimes don't like seeing, a doorbell because the last one they hit had a bomb in it. So they just reverse to doorbells. Not because doorbells are dangerous, because the bomb was. You don't eat yogurt anymore because the slick sensation reminds you of that hillbilly that, quote, rescued you.
You really don't eat yogurt anymore?
No, I said I didn't eat it for the longest time. For
at you're back in
10
now.
Or 12 years, I just wouldn't.
10 or 12 years?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Decade of no yogurt because.
Man, that was that did affect you.
That'll change you.
Yeah, you should look into
you
that.
Should. You
I
should.
Have. I did. I asked about concussions, and they say that.
No, I mean.
No. We're not talking about it. You're still blocking.
Oh,
into the rape. You're still blocking.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I'm very sure.
That's
that
what most people with repressed memories say. I'm pretty sure I wasn't raped isn't enough for me. You know what
right.
I am? 100% positive I wasn't raped. I've never said pretty sure.
Okay, I'm 100% sure.
No, you can't change your answer now just because I gave you the right answer. That's cheating.
You're just copying.
I cheated. I cheated.
We got to put up dividers. The guy takes your answers.
That sounds good. I'll do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, if that's the answer to saying not getting raped, then I'm 100%. Now leave me alone about it.
You were raped, my friend. You're going down the avenue of I was raped answers.
Uh-oh.
At least mouth raped or forced to drink something. Nobody cuts yogurt out of their life for 12 years after a bike wreck.
Yeah. I broke my arm in high school. I didn't eat pizza for a week.
Yeah.
It just doesn't correlate.
You get all Chief Joseph about yogurt. I shall eat yogurt no more forever.
I say it because I threw up so much. That's why I recall. Because I did
you had
not
yogurt.
Like throwing up.
Because you had
before,
hillbilly
right?
yogurt
right
thrown down your throat. You knew what really happened. Bobby Lee said he threw up the first time he was raped by that guy in the candy shop.
I did have that problem with Southern Comfort. I drank too much, threw up.
Yeah, so one of
don't want to drink
that might
anymore.
Not be from the concussion. That's just for the last thing you ate, and like I'm not doing that again.
Nah. That is an amazing ability to remember the last thing you ate before your bike accident and then none of the bike accident. That's pretty impressive.
I had a lot of yogurt in my belly, so when I was throwing up, that's why. I don't want to talk about it. It was Thunder Dan.
The Marley family of Arkansas drove by, picked you up, fed you some hillbilly yogurt, and sent you on your way. You get a little bonk on the head.
Yeah.
Your gut hurts from all that hillbilly yogurt. Your brain's trying its best to make it so that never, ever, 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 ever
years.
Is a memory. Yeah, that's what they do. Watch The Keepers. 40 years went by, and the guy goes, oh, my God, that was me.
It wasn't yogurt.
Oh, I wasn't eating yogurt at all. And those weren't blueberries. Yikes. I want you to look into that, Brady. I'm very worried. Is the music still going? No. There's an addition to Dave's story that I think might be the funniest and most awful dark thing I've ever said. I'll even do it just... Brady's body was so mangled from the bike wreck, it would make Gabriel Fernandez spit out his cat litter.
Jeez.
Dave, there's a darkness to that that I think only I can appreciate. That is opaque humor. He did a cutie litter spit take. You've got me, Dave. You win. It's your show. Congratulations. You just won a show. I'm not getting over that anytime soon. Anyway, we'll do Bang Your Head for Brady's Big Story. And if you do, and if you want to write stories, Brady stories, I like reading those. We should do it like a Book of the Week Club. Brady tells, like the Costa Concordia story would be pretty great. You got a few good ones in there. Somebody said that the other day, like my buddy Jason said, you guys should do follow-ups on all the crazy people stories that have gone on since we've been on the air. And then I got a bunch of submissions. Of course, there's the Paul Manchaca, the guy play pretended retarded to get his butt wiped by healthcare workers that were on the internet. And then the other guys that we forgot about, you know, we had Nathan Sunderland, Hacienda Healthcare. Those are the recent ones. But the one I'd forgotten about was that dude in Mesa that was having sex with that cat. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And he was in the public restroom, and he said, I just had sex with a cat. And they're like, oh, that's impossible. I think that's impossible. And they took the cat away from him and did a rape kit on the cat and found, yeah, no, he was definitely doing that to the cat.
We could do this for Memorial Day. It's coming up. All day Monday.
I don't think that's what we're supposed to memorialize.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
That poor cat. Nobody,
look. Nobody gets anything anymore. The simulation's destroyed, so let's just get on it. I'm in with that. That sounds great.
Give Toledo an assignment. All those stories for Monday.
Yeah,
Memorial
I've got those. And then I told Jeremy to be our on-the-beat reporter to go out and get some reaction. I want Paul Manchaca Sr.'s. All I want is for no comment. God damn it, no. That's all I want to hear on a microphone. If somebody bother him going, you still talk to your son? Ah! How about that end?
Did you see the hot teacher that's in prison is getting a divorce from Goodyear?
Yeah, from the firefighter.
Yeah.
That defended her.
She's filing for divorce from him. He wouldn't divorce her.
What was her name?
I don't know.
She was hot. Gorgeous. I remember what she said in her when she's getting arrested in her cute little dress on the side of the road out there in the West
Brittany
Valley.
Zamora.
Brittany Zamora. Remember what she said to the cop? They're going to tear me up in there. Because she's like 5'1 and smoking. And she had sex with that sixth grader that has a better pickup game than any of us. Any of us. And her husband was going to evidently
stay with her.
Like, do this.
20-year sentence she got.
Like, I can be pretty forgiving.
Would you stay with Megan? 20-year sentence?
No. And the only reason why is because of the 12-year-old. Like, maybe I could find the love to go, you know what, I'm with you for this because what you did is not. So, but it was a 12-year-old boy, and she loved him. So even if she didn't go to jail, I'm not forgiving that.
He was 13, John.
Well, that's true. He did.
He was
a
teen.
Much different.
Yeah.
Sixth grade. I just know he should have been in the seventh grade. So he was dumb in 12, but the kid
advanced.
Had game. Those texts that got released? Oh, my God. I called up and said, if you want to hang out. The kid is cool. Hey, dude, I saw your text. Nice. Good play. I know I'm 47, but I'll buy you beer. You're fun. You can get us chicks? I'll get you some beer.
No problem.
Thanks. Yeah, we got to get Zamora and her husband. I still don't understand that guy because he defended her, even kind of knowing he tried to cover it up. He was the one who called the parents of the boy
tried
and
to
said,
cover
hey,
it up.
let's just make this go away. She's a terrible error, terrible, terrible mistake.
Was it, you know, was it payback on her part? Did he go
divorcing
outside?
Divorcing him? Oh, my God.
You know, he's like, you know what? There's that, but of all the choices, but I'm going
to
still.
Really? You think she's we're going to go to jail for 20 years to get him back for
no,
cheating on her?
But I don't think that was her. Yeah, but but
she was hot. She could have cheated and gotten him back with one of his firefighter friends. Oh, there's a bro code there. I don't know if they do that to each other.
But what would make him to say, I want to stay with you on that situation? And that thing's as broke as it could get, really.
I mean, I draw the line at a lot of weird stuff, but that humping a sixth grader thing's real high on the list.
Yeah.
They should include that in your wedding vows. No humping anybody, especially the kinder.
Oh, well, how will I get him back if he ever does anything bad?
You're nuts. Yeah, she filed for divorce. Maybe she's doing him a favor and letting him go.
Yeah. But then again, why is the guy saying,
why is he even there? 20 years. The prime. Yeah, she's a good
You're going to be celibate for that whole time.
We should go have. No, she's not.
No, he.
No, he wasn't either.
Please. Yeah.
The fireman. Come on. We should have Jeremy go down to the prison and try to get an interview with her.
Oh.
We'll dress him up as a little boy.
A WTF moment.
I'm going there with one of them helicopter hats on.
You have to shave him down.
Yeah, I got to shave him all down. Propeller hat.
I don't think you can make him look like a boy. No
yeah, we just
got to
do it. We can fool
Impossible.
Her.
Impossible.
His
he looks
IQ
like an old man.
Yeah, we'll do our best. I got a good
you
makeup
might have
later.
A better chance getting it that way.
We'll buy him a shirt that says, like, class of 2028 or
yeah,
something.
He does have the Toy Story gear.
He's got, yeah.
So he could use
he's
that.
He's childish. He just looks like a Confederate soldier. I think if we shaved him down, put a ball cap with a propeller on the top of it, her eyes might get all foggy and stuff and think, oh, yeah, that's what I like. And then she'll imagine him being younger. We'll get away with it. Oh, we've had some stories, man. Anyway, this is for you, Brady. It's Bang Your Head, Metal Health.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.